Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. White, Mary. Macomber, Sister. Healdsburg, California, July 27, 1888. Portions of this letter are published in 3 Bio 383. Dear daughter Mary and sister Macomber, I am now in my own good home at Healdsburg, and I mean to remain here for a time at least. I found all well at St. Helena. Mabel was very much pleased to see me. Reba is filling her place well. Brother Lockwood can get around some on crutches. Sister Lockwood, as well as himself, have infirmities, and I am certain that both should be released from cares and responsibilities. The fruit is of a superior quality. I wish you were right here now to use it. It ripens slowly. The white peaches are ripe. The early strawberry peaches, not all gone. They have sold $300 worth only. I told them to sell no more, but put up all they did not need to eat. At any rate, I think there will be all the peaches of the very finest quality that you and I will want on the two places. But I do wish you were here to eat the fruit off these trees. There are some foggy mornings, and it is pleasant and much cooler through the day here. I hope they will get my house moved and our things into it, or your things. Section torn. To pray for you and believe that the Lord has heard prayer and that He is working in your behalf, and that He will give you the victory, and that you will stand as a living monument of the mercy and power of our God. You must cling in faith to Jesus. He is your helper and your God. He will not turn aside the prayer of faith. It is for us to believe and for the Lord to fulfill His promise. Let Him take hold of my strength and make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me. Isaiah 27, verse 5. Now if we had virtue and righteousness and strength to rely upon of our own, the promise and invitation would not be worded just as it is. But it shows us we must cast our entire care upon Jesus, and hope and trust in Him and Him alone. He has the merits, the strength, the power, and the will to help us. And He shall make peace with me. The promise is positive, and there is no excuse for our doubting. Only believe, only trust in the Lord fully, and we shall see the salvation of God. He will reveal Himself as a prayer-hearing and a prayer-answering God. I know we have been too faithless, distrusting our very best and ever-faithful friend. But let us do this no longer. Let us believe and talk faith and act faith. I do not know as we can set a special hour of prayer where we both can come to the Lord the same. I find Sister Ings rather thin in flesh, but very pleasant and of good heart. Apparently she and May Walling were putting up fruit, peaches, and we will have a good big job to take care of the plums. They are just coming on now. The days are not hot, though, as in Burro Valley and in Fresno. This is in our favor. Shall try to sell some to the cannery if I can, and dry what we cannot sell. It is a most beautiful sight to look upon our fruit now. Peaches very large and of the deepest color, rich in flavor. They seem like the fruit the first year when you saw them. There are none equal to them in Healdsburg, and none in St. Helena equal to my peaches there. I have two trees of nectarines here in Healdsburg, bright red, nice and healthful looking. The trees seem to be in a good condition to do good work another year. Marion is not here yet. Will come next week, she thinks. shall be glad to get all together again and settle in to earnest work. This morning is as clear as a bell. Fitch Mountain is looking very fine. I wish you all were here, John, Ella May White, and you too. I hardly feel that it is just right that you are not here. I fear the early peaches will be all gone before you get around. The place at St. Helena is much improved. The poison oak all gone, dug out about the house, and I ought to say a word more about Mabel. She seems well and happy. Sister Lockwood takes her with her whenever she goes outdoors, and this pleases her much, the little dear. I was so glad to see her and to find her in as good a condition all around. I wish Ella were here, and then I think she is fully as well where she is. But I would like to have her eat the peaches, and there are many growing low that she could pick them herself. The Fresno peaches cannot compare with these of mine. I have but few peaches this year. I think fully as many were picked off as need be, but the tree will be better next year for it. Well, I do want to see you so much, and I do hope that that house is moved and in position on the hill. Write to us as often as possible. Mother.